Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Hey everyone, and thanks for joining me this week. My name is Laura Adams, and I've been writing and hosting Money Girl since 2008. I'm a personal finance author, speaker, and consumer advocate, and my mission is to give you the knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage money the best way possible and create a richer life. I really hope you're doing okay and you're cautiously starting to enjoy more activities outside of your home, depending, of course, on the coronavirus guidelines where you live. I'm in Florida and was able to get my hair done last week, which felt like such a luxury, even while wearing a mask. My salon is taking lots of precautions, so that felt good, and I really wanted to support them. So this week, I am pulling a show out of the archives for you about some of my favorite personal finance tools for managing money, budgeting, and investing. Check out these amazing programs and apps and see how they can help you. And I'll be back next week with a brand new show. All right, today's show is about using personal finance tools. Taking control of your personal finances is pretty simple in theory. But if you find that you're struggling, maybe it's with budgeting, saving, or investing, you just may need to try a new tool that could be the ticket to making better decisions and improving your financial success. So in this podcast, I'm going to review 8 of the best personal finance tools that I know of to help you make sense of your money, stay organized, and to achieve your financial goals. As always, you don't need to jot anything down while you're listening because the notes for this and every show, plus the full archive of podcasts, are in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 560, 8 Best Budgeting and Personal Finance Tools. To help get some recommendations for the tools I wanted to bring you in this show, I asked the members of my private Facebook group about their favorite tools. So this is definitely influenced by their responses, and I'll call out some of their recommendations as we go. So the very first tool on the list is Quicken. You've heard me talk about Quicken before. It's one of my favorite tools. Quicken has been around a long, long time, and it's pretty much the gold standard in personal finance software. They have a suite of products that connect to multiple types of accounts. So it's going to connect to your bank accounts, credit cards, lenders, investments, whatever you've got to aggregate all your transactions. And Jamonica S. from the Facebook group says, I purchased Quicken and it's helped me tremendously. And by the way, you can also join the group. If you want to send me a text, I will send you an invitation to the group. The text is dollars, D-O-L-L-A-R-S. Just send that to the number 33444. Like many companies, Quicken has moved to a subscription model where you pay an annual fee and then you get automatic updates for new features and services. The starter version gives you a lot, including automatic categorization, limited budget tracking, and a bill dashboard. And you can get that for $35 per year. Or you can go a little further and upgrade to the deluxe version for $50, or the premier version is $75. Those give you the starter features plus customizable budgeting, loan tracking, investment tracking and analysis, bill pay, and online backup. You can use Quicken on your PC or Mac, but PC users can also get a home and business version for $100 a year. This helps you manage a small business or maybe freelance work by separating your personal and business expenses. You can also email custom invoices with payment links and track your business tax deductions, which is really helpful. You can enter transactions manually into Quicken if you don't want to connect to your financial accounts online. And there are Quicken mobile apps, of course, to sync up with your desktop version, although you can't see all your data from the mobile app, but it is certainly helpful for an overview. Quicken has far more features than I'll ever use, but it's my favorite way to manage money. Every week, I import my new transactions, and I make sure that they're categorized correctly, especially those related to taxes, so that I can easily create reports at tax time. The second tool I want to talk about is Mint. Megan H. from the Dominate Your Dollars group says, "I use Mint, and after seeing it categorize my transactions, I couldn't believe how much I was spending at coffee shops a month. It really helped me budget and be more mindful of all the little everyday purchases I was making." Mint is one of the original web-based personal finance management programs. It's free to sign up and to connect your financial accounts. And these include your bank accounts, credit cards, loans, and investments through an easy-to-use dashboard. And then once Mint aggregates your transactions, you can easily categorize them, create a budget, and even set up automatic bill payments. You can set alerts for unusual charges, create goals, and even get a free credit score. The Mint mobile app has a lot of functionality, allowing you to check your account balances and your monthly budgets. But I will say the downside to most free financial apps is that you're going to see a lot of ads. And sometimes that's not necessarily a bad thing, but just be aware that's certainly how they're going to monetize. Plus, users sometimes complain about not being able to connect Mint with all their financial institutions. However, I have not used a personal finance tool yet that doesn't experience some connectivity glitch from time to time. The third tool is Excel or Google Sheets. If you know how to use spreadsheets, you may find that Excel or Google Sheets is all you need to stay on top of your money. A longtime Money Girl listener and Facebook group member named Charles I says that Excel is definitely his go-to product. Carla R. says she's been using the same spreadsheet for years. Carla, you sound like me. One way I use Excel is to update my personal financial statement, which lists my major assets and liabilities to calculate my net worth. I also have an amortization spreadsheet to track loan payments on real estate investments that I own. Excel is part of the Microsoft suite of products, which cost about $150, or you can get it by subscribing to Office 365 for about $70 per year. On the other hand, Google Sheets is a free cloud-based service with online sharing features. With Excel or Sheets, you can enter simple formulas to add up rows or add up columns. You can create charts and graphs to get a customized picture of your finances, and you can even export your data into a variety of popular formats, such as PDF. David C. and Tommy S. from the Facebook group recommend checking out a service called Tiller that aggregates your financial transactions into Google Sheets. Tiller's pretty cool. It offers several free templates, such as an expense tracker, a business spreadsheet, and a build your own spreadsheet. Tiller gives you 30 days for free and then charges $59 a year. And it looks like they're rolling out a beta product for Excel users as well. So if you enjoy spreadsheets, using them with Tiller is probably the most customizable financial tool that you're going to find. The fourth tool is You Need a Budget, or YNAB. If you're looking for a specialized tool to manage a budget, YNAB is a really popular product with a very loyal following, and it got a lot of thumbs up in the Facebook group. It imports your financial transactions and helps you create a budget based on your goals, but it's also got a lot of flexibility for unexpected expenses. You can use YNAB to generate charts and graphs to see your progress and where you might need to cut back. They offer loads of tutorials and education on budgeting best practices, plus a great mobile app. YNAB, again, it stands for You Need a Budget. They offer a 34-day free trial, and then they charge $84 per year. Now, if you're a student who can submit proof of your school enrollment, you get a very generous year-long free trial. So it's a great way to kind of get on board with budgeting when you're young. All right, we're on tool number 5, which is personal capital. If you need a financial dashboard that manages every aspect of your finances for free, give Personal Capital a try. It aggregates all your financial accounts to track cash flow, investments, and even helps you plan for retirement. Teresa F. from the Facebook group says she's a fan of Personal Capital and Mint. Personal Capital specializes in analyzing your investments by breaking out data such as asset allocation and fees. This gives you a really nice overview, especially if you've got multiple brokerage accounts or multiple retirement accounts. You can even add goals such as saving for a child's education and enter tangible assets such as the value of your real estate. If you enter all your assets and liabilities, Personal Capital is a great way to monitor your net worth on a day-to-day basis. This is a free tool that does not push ads for revenue, but they offer investment accounts and wealth management advice. Personal Capital charges one all-inclusive annual fee that's based on a percentage of your assets under management. They charge 0.89% for balances over $100,000 and a range of 0.49% up to 0.79% if you have over $1 million. The sixth tool is Acorns. If you don't have a lot of money to start investing, try the original micro-investing app, Acorns. Once you link it to a debit or credit card, Acorns automatically sweeps and invests the difference between your purchase cost and the nearest whole dollar amount that you set. For example, if you spend $20.50, the app could round up to $21, so it would deduct 50 cents from your bank account and then invest it. Or you could set Acorns to round to the next $5 increment and invest $4.50. So this is a really tech-savvy way to invest your, quote, spare change in a computer-managed portfolio of exchange-traded funds. Acorns also offers tax-advantaged retirement accounts, such as an IRA and a SEP IRA, and that's called Acorns Later. Using only the investing app will cost you $1 a month, but if you add a retirement account to the mix, you'll pay $2 a month, and that's for up to $1 million balance. And they also have a no-fee FDIC-insured checking account called Acorns Spend. You can use all three of these services for a total cost of $3 per month. But get this, it's free for college students who have a valid .edu email address. Acorns is a really great way to ease into investing when you're just starting out or maybe struggling to save. But the main downside is that paying flat fees instead of a percentage can add up to a relatively high cost when you have a small account balance. The seventh tool is Betterment. If you want a large online investing platform with low fees, I'm a huge fan of Betterment. They're a robo-advisor that uses a diversified portfolio of exchange-traded funds that are based on your desired level of risk and your investing goals. You get access to their team of licensed financial experts for advice and support. Betterment offers both regular investing accounts and retirement accounts. They automatically manage your investments, so they do things like rebalancing, reinvesting dividends, and handling recurring deposits. The experience that you get with Betterment on your desktop or even their mobile device is really streamlined, and it's very easy to navigate. And best of all, the annual cost to use Betterment is relatively low. It's just 0.25% of your balance, which makes it affordable even when you're just starting out. And if you've got a higher balance above $100,000, the fee increases to 0.4%. But you also get unlimited access to their certified financial planners for more personalized advice. I've enjoyed using Betterment for probably a decade now, and I'm always impressed with their customer service, their communication, and affordable fees. The only downside is that they offer a limited menu of investing options. But that works for me because I'm a hands-off investor who prefers using global diversified funds. If you're somebody that really wants to pick individual stocks, Betterment is not going to work for you, but there are plenty of other options out there. And the last tool, number 8, is online bill pay. Tony M. says, I really don't use any method except for online bill payment. I'm fortunate enough to be able to max out my 401k, IRA, and HSA. And David B. from the Facebook group also praises bill pay, saying, I was in a bad car accident and in the hospital for a month, but bills got paid automatically. It was one thing my wife didn't have to take care of. So I agree, using your bank account's online bill pay is probably one of the most overlooked free personal finance tools out there. Having all your bills in one place makes this often dreaded task of paying them much easier, in my opinion. Your payments are either sent electronically or by a paper check. So you can pay any company or any individual who has a mailing address. Most banking institutions guarantee that your payments will arrive on time, and they'll also reimburse you any late fees if those payments don't arrive on time. You can create one-time or recurring payments for the entire balance due or send a partial payment. So between your online bill pay and apps like PayPal or Venmo, there's really no need to carry paper checks anymore. I have my e-bills sent to my USAA bill pay center so that I'm notified about due dates. I can set up payment dates far in advance. I have bills that are set to pay months in advance. And I can also choose specific accounts to deduct the payment from. Centralizing bills inside your checking account really allows you to see where your money is going and to make sure that you've got enough to cover future payments. If you're somebody who hasn't tried any of these personal finance tools or apps yet because you're worried about security, here's what you need to know. I do think security is an important issue, but apps typically have read-only access, and they've got high-level encryption. And that means that they typically only see your financial transactions. They can't change them or move money around. Now, there are exceptions. The online bill pay services do make requests to move your money. And that's one reason why I stick to my bank account's bill pay instead of authorizing other services to do it. There is always a risk to using financial websites or even buying something with a credit card, but I don't believe the risk is high enough that it should stop you from using personal finance tools or online services. In fact, the benefits of using these tools to manage your money, save more, and build wealth far outweigh the downsides. Before we go, I want to thank a couple of listeners who are also students of my best-selling class, Get Out of Debt Fast, A Proven Plan to Stay Debt-Free Forever. Ashley D. says, I've been listening to the Money Girl podcast for years now, but this course was very helpful in getting myself organized with all of the appropriate resources. Debt is my biggest life stressor, and I honestly feel more at ease. Thanks, Laura. Well, thank you, Ashley. I'm so glad to have you in the class. Deidre B. says, I appreciate the resource materials and templates. The explanations were clear and very easy to understand. I feel empowered to take control of my finances. Deidre, that is so awesome. Thanks again for being a part of the course. If you're stressed about debt or know that it's keeping you from reaching your financial goals, be sure to check out this super affordable course. You'll join ranks of hundreds of students around the globe who are now on solid ground and confident about where their finances are headed because they enrolled. I love online learning because you get lifetime access to the content and can learn at your own pace. You can get a discount or just learn more by texting me. Text the phrase debt course with no space to the number 33444. Enroll in Get Out of Debt Fast to start your journey to becoming debt-free today. I hope to see you in class. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week and stay safe from those hurricanes out there. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, take a moment to rate and review it. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.